Okay, news for young adult musicians. Are you in that category? They're looking for all genres. If you would like to take part in a free online course to help you with the music business, entrepreneurship, home recording technology and social media. Niall O'Leary is a researcher with MTU. They're running the course at Munster Technological University and he's on the line to tell us more. Hi Niall, how are you today?
Hi Jeff, I'm good. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to discuss this exciting course.
Yeah, not at all. It's been a tough time for musicians and it's great to see something like this coming along. You obviously saw there was a need for it.
Yeah, even before the pandemic, there was a thought that maybe some musicians had been maybe overly focused, maybe on their instrument and the music. And this project was proposed to help such musicians maybe round out their skill set into the business side of it, into the promotion and social media marketing side of it.
This is all genres.
It is indeed all genres. As you mentioned, it's for young adults. So that would be those under the age of 35. So 18 to 35 years. If you're a musician,
okay,
you're eligible for this course.
And I think it's a great idea because you would know across the years musicians who haven't a clue about tax or about the business or going in to get a recording contract, what the pitfalls are, and God knows enough people have fallen into it. So this is really very timely, isn't it?
It is indeed. I'm just in the moment talking with some guest speakers, some musicians who will hopefully talk to the class about their experience with freelancing, juggling multiple jobs, managing uneven income and how they can manage that when gigs and performance and stuff like that return to normal.
Okay. And what's your background, Niall? Are you into the music business too?
I'm a big fan of music, and I attempted to be a musician myself, but I won't be the music expert on that. Fortunately, as a EU project, we'll have partners in Belgium and Spain, and there'll be also classmates or other people taking the course in those countries. We have the Reina Sofia School of Music in Madrid, who will be leading the Spanish part of it,
right.
And we have the School of Arts and the conservatory in Brussels in Belgium leading from their side.
Wow, I didn't realise that. So it's a truly international kind of an effort, the whole course.
It is. It'll be a great opportunity for people to network with musicians in Spain and Belgium.
So how does it work, Niall? How long does it run for, all that sort of stuff? How do you get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so if you're interested, and just to see if it fits your schedule, we'll be running every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. to midday, from March 4th until June 24th. And if you're interested in applying, the official close of applications is tomorrow, Friday, but we'll accept applications until early next week. And if you Google the name of the project, which is New Skills for New Artists, or NS, the number 4, NA, plus MTU, that should bring it to you.
Okay.
And you'll be able to follow and find the form from there.
And what's required of you? I mean, hours-wise and stuff like that, do you need to have time at a certain time of the day, or how does it work?
So if you wish to participate, you would have 3 hours every Thursday morning that would be set aside for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd probably be doing 2 or 3 hours in addition throughout the week whenever it suits you to develop your own entrepreneurial idea. So we're hoping to make it really relevant to the participants' courses. So we've had some people who said they want to set up their own music teaching school, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some people who were thinking about how they would maybe look at doing smaller gigs. So maybe when the restrictions loosen a bit, or maybe we can't have big concerts, what would be the economics around smaller gigs?
Brilliant. It's a great idea, Niall. Who put this all together? Whose idea was it, or where did it come from?
Well, my boss at MTU was the leader on this side from Cork.
Yeah.
It was put together with the School of Music in Madrid were the leaders of this. So they saw that many of their graduates were excellent musicians. But again, these skills, the business side of it, the marketing side of it, that many of them would graduate and they'd realize a year or two after graduating, these are the skills that would be really helpful.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'm just looking at just simply like social media, recording technology at home, entrepreneurship and music business. It's something that there could be a huge gap in a lot of musicians' skills there, and that fills the gap really nicely. That's brilliant, Niall. Thanks a million. And the closing date is the end of next week.
Yeah, we'll accept applications. It officially closes tomorrow, so the earlier the better applications go in. But if they come in sometime next week, we'll have a look at them as yeah. well.
And just Google new skills, number 4, new artists.
Yeah, if you Google the letter N, the letter S, the number 4, the letter N, the letter A, and then put in MTU just to be sure, and you'll get there.
Okay, 18 to 35s. Niall O'Leary, thank you very much and have a good day in lovely Cork today.
Thank you, Jeff.